The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When the crowds saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And when they found him across the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him, the Father, God has set his seal." So they said to him, "What can we do to accomplish the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent." So they said to him, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." So Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." So they said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." The Gospel of the Lord. Let me first of all refresh your memory a little bit, take you back to the Gospel of last Sunday, which was the Gospel of God's manifestation of divine benevolence. He looked at the crowd, looked at their eyes, they're exhausted. They have been following him days, and they're hungry. And he says they're like sheep without a shepherd, and couldn't see himself turning his back on them. From what that little boy had packed for himself and the friends, a few loaves of bread and a few fish, as soon as they got into Jesus' hands, everybody was touched by divine grace and were fed to their fullest content, and they were leftovers. So now coming to today's gospel, they are following him. They want more, don't we? We always want more. And Jesus said, "Stop right there. You are looking for more of the same. There's the bread that comes from above, the bread that me only can give you, that is most important." And he knew that material things cannot satisfy the deepest longing of the human heart, of the human soul. And we all know this. We need that touch of divine grace that gives us life, that sustains us. After COVID, I went to visit a friend of mine. She's homebound. And I took communion with me and holy anointing, holy oil. And then after we said prayers, and I was get my pics, and I gave her communion, and I saw tears rolling down her face. Say, Father, it's been a whole year I've not received Jesus. Back in July, we all saw with our own eyes the power of the compelling power of the presence of God in the Eucharist. The National Eucharistic Congress that we all witnessed. I've been saying that if you really want to witness a little more, just go to YouTube and put Uganda Martyrs Celebration, July the 3rd, 2024, and you see for yourselves the power of divine presence. The human heart is longing for that which only God can give. You will see about 4 million people attended Mass on that day. And that is the bread that Jesus is talking about. And the last Sunday's gospel ends with leftovers, 12 baskets. There's some symbolism about that, a basket for each of the apostles to go and feed the world with God's goodness, grace, and compassionate care. So in this spirit of mission, dear friends, I'm here this weekend to share with you about the Mission Diocese of Kabale, and also to share with you how we endeavor to plant those seeds of hope, especially among those who are most in need and request a helping hand. Kabale Diocese is one of the 19 dioceses in Uganda. It is located on the southwestern corner of the country, about 280 miles away from the capital city. We are a very out there rural diocese. We serve a population of about 1.5 million people, and about 950,000 of them are Roman Catholic. And we are a diocese of 38 parishes. So every 5 years as a diocese, we sit down and develop a pastoral plan whereby we highlight those areas of outreach, spiritual care that are most crucial, and we focus our attention on those areas. So for these 5 years, we have identified quite a number of areas, but for the purpose of this appeal, I'd like to focus on only three of them. And the first one is the support for orphaned and vulnerable children. According to the recent numbers from UNESCO, in the past 10 years, Uganda as a country alone, one country, has seen well over 10 million orphaned children. In my diocese alone, we are looking at about 25,000 of those little ones that are in need of outreach support. So as a diocese, we felt that we cannot just look the other way and fail these most defenseless members of our society. So we decided to form what we call the Kabale Diocese Orphaned and Vulnerable Children Program. So this is a foster home care effort whereby we just go out and seek out those who are most in need out there, and then we place them into a foster home care environment so that they can have a place to call home. So we look for relatives if we can find them, and if we can't find them, we look for volunteers. I've been saying that my mom answered that call when we were little. We were 10 of us children in the household, and as if 10 were not enough, she showed up with two babies. And don't ask me where she got them from. All I know, they are my sisters. That's all I know. So we look for volunteers who are willing to make that sacrifice and take in another child or two if they can. So what we do, we send them to school. That's most important. We pay their fees, buy them school supplies, uniform, take care of their healthcare needs, and also their personal needs. So it costs us $350 a year to support one child in this environment. So currently, we are supporting 540 of these little ones. So the second area is healthcare. For those who have traveled and know a little bit about developing countries, you'll find that everything is centered in a capital city. So the further away you are from the capital city, good luck. So we are too far away. So some of these very essential services take a long time to get to us. So as a diocese, we decided to build a hospital specifically in the rural area and specifically for the rural poor. So I'm so glad to share that since we started, we have completed two phases. We have the health center up and running, mainly outpatient, but we can admit on limited basis, and we have some other units. So we are looking at transitioning to the third phase, which is the construction of a children's ward, labor and delivery unit, and emergency room expansion. So long term, this will be a diagnostic center, long term, because as you can guess, the closest one is in the capital city. Just imagine if you have a life-limiting illness and you have to be transported by road, as you can imagine, a few don't make it. So that hospital already is saving lives. So the third and last area is the education and formation of our seminarians and catechists. We are blessed with the gift of vocations. We have 145 priests. Last year we ordained 15. We are ordaining eight this year. And we have 79 major seminarians in the pipeline. It will be ordained priests in subsequent years. So we're also blessed with over 250 religious men and women who are born in our diocese, and many of them are serving elsewhere as missionaries. So indeed we are blessed, but at the same time we face a mounting challenge of paying for their formation, for their education. It costs us $400 a year to support one seminarian and $150 a year to support one catechist. And I've been asked, what is this about catechists? What do they do? They are the very foundation, they're the engine of grassroots evangelization. Because our parishes, they are few, but they are spread out. Some of them have a radius of about maybe 15 miles. So every parish has at least 10 little mission churches. And the catechists manage those churches. They're in residence, they conduct services on Sunday, they do pastoral care the best way that they can. So the people don't have to come to the parish, which is so far away. They come once a month for Mass. So as a diocese, we know that these are very big, huge undertakings. And we know that because it will take us a long, long time to get to every single one of the 25,000 little ones. And for the hospital to eventually evolve into a diagnostic center, we're years off. And we know that, but I'm not about to forget what a friend of mine told me one day, that the best way to eat an elephant is one bite at a time. And I truly believe that, because with the children's program, we started with only eight. See where we are, one child at a time. We are now have 540 of them. The idea of a hospital spent about 5 years in the mind. We are dreaming, we are thinking, we are hoping, we are praying a lot. So see where we are. We are entering the third phase by the grace of God. So I'm here, dear friends, this weekend to request a bite from you so that hopefully by the end of the year we'll be able to take in maybe 5 or 10 more of these little ones. And maybe break ground on one of the units, and then we take it up from there. So as I conclude, I'd like to express my profound gratitude to the Mission Office of the Archdiocese of Los Angeles for giving me this wonderful opportunity to come here and share with you about our activities and mission work in the Diocese of Kabale in Uganda. I thank your pastor, Father Ricky, he's been so gracious, so hospitable, and you can see his smile always. He's such a wonderful person. Thank Father Leo, Father Monsignor Clement, they have been so kind and gracious. And I'd like to thank you, Faith Community, for reaching out to people whose names we never, never even know. But you know your heart is there. And you do this time and time again, every year. I'm not the first person to come and preach mission here at your lovely parish. I'm sure someone was here last year. And I'm almost 100% sure that someone will be here next year. On behalf of all those, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. How we wish one day you can come and see for yourselves how much of a difference you have made. And I've been saying that for some of you who love to travel and you end up in Uganda, please come to Kabale. Please, you have no regrets. Yeah, it's only a 7-hour bus ride. So you can do it. You can do it. Because we have something very, very special in Kabale. You have heard of mountain gorillas. They are only found in one place in the whole world. So part of that forest reserve is in Kabale Diocese. So you really have no choice. So when you get to town, just branch off for 1 mile and just say hi to the bishop, and he'll be more than happy to welcome you. So again, thank you so much, and may God continue to bless you. And Father has asked me to remind you that in case you'd like to make a contribution to this appeal, there are some envelopes in the pew. You just put your contribution in there and place it in the regular collection basket along with your parish commitment. And if you didn't come prepared, just take it home with you. Just pray over it and then bring it back on Sunday. And I've also been reminded that we live in the world of technology. So there is also an option of making a contribution online. Thank you, and may God continue to bless you.